This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The August jobs report is out, and it's surprisingly weak, say analysts. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The Labor Department says America's employers added 235,000 jobs in August, a sharp slowdown after 2 months of robust hiring. Analysts had forecast that employers added three times that figure. And for the year so far, monthly job growth has averaged 586,000. The unemployment rate in August dipped 0.2% to 5.2%, and the number of unemployed persons edged down to 8.4 million. Both those figures remain above pre-pandemic levels.
It's a grim reminder from authorities in the Northeast. The search for possible storm victims is not over. At least 48 people in five states died when the remnants of Hurricane Ida moved through. Most of those who died were in New Jersey. President Biden will visit storm-battered Louisiana today. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The president will survey damage from Hurricane Ida and meet with state and local leaders from impacted communities.
We need to get power restored. We need to get more food, fuel, and water deployed. I get hourly updates on the progress from FEMA well into the night. And we'll be working around the clock until the critical needs of the region are fully met.
Ida was the fifth most powerful storm to ever come ashore in the United States. The damages will likely be in the tens of billions of dollars. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Former Roman Catholic Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, the once powerful prelate who was expelled from the priesthood for sexual abuse, pleaded not guilty this morning in a Boston courtroom to sexually assaulting a 16-year-old boy years ago. In France, young students headed back to school this morning, but the whole class will be sent home if one child tests positive for COVID. This is AP News. New Zealand's calling what happened this morning in Auckland a terror attack. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
New Zealand authorities were so worried about an extremist inspired by global terror groups that they were following him around the clock and were able to shoot and kill him within 60 seconds of him unleashing a frenzied knife attack in a supermarket.
The terrorist is a Sri Lankan national who arrived in New Zealand in October of 2011. He became a person of national security interest from 2016.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, describing the incident as a terror attack, tells reporters the man was a Sri Lankan national inspired by the Islamic State group. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Three of those injured are in critical condition. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.